Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bruce Arians, in my opinion, one of the more respected coaches around when he played when he coached. Yeah. He took the Arizona Cardinals to the Super Bowl, for goodness sake.
And the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah, right. He was the Super Bowl winning at the Buccaneers. Yeah. He's very well respected. I love him. He's not coaching right now. He's a dude. Well, he was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was asked, BS or no BS, John Harbaugh is a liability.
No, that's total BS. Okay. John Harbaugh is a hell of a coach. And yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it. That fourth quarter defense got to get fixed, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Chuck and the guys over there on defense are going to get it fixed, get those guys back healthy. And they're going to be there in November, December. Baltimore Ravens, they got Lamar. They got everything it takes. They're scoring points. And that defense is going to catch back up for sure. John Harbaugh is one hell of a coach.
Okay. John Harbaugh is one hell of a coach. And then, Ed, he says that defense has to be fixed. So, to me, saying that the defense being fixed is a coachable issue. John Harbaugh is a heck of a coach. Anybody says otherwise is absolutely insane. But just because he's a heck of a coach doesn't mean
that he's the right guy for here right now.
Or that he's not getting outcoached by others at times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think part of the problem for me is kind of what we talked about, Rob, in the commercial break. Like, is he the sole reason that things are going wrong? Does he deserve all the blame? No, of course not. But the one thing that I think is admirable about him is that he's loyal to his guys and he fights for them and defends them, whether it's players or coaches. But ultimately, I think that's what does him in.
I think so, too. I think especially coaches. I think he's so loyal to them. And like Zach Orr right now, where he's slow to pull the plug or slow to take the reins back from him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because of his loyalty.
Me too. Me too. And it's like, it's a combination. First of all, it's admirable if you protect your guys. I give you that. But there's also the other side of it is hubris, where because you pick them and they're your guy, you refuse to make the change because you make every excuse for them. So it may be a combination of both. But I know he's very loyal to his people, so. It's a good thing if you're one of those people.
So, yeah.
Jeremy Kahn, is John Harbaugh a liability?
I think so. I mean, again, I go back to this when it's been 13 years, guys. 13 years since they won that Super Bowl. And even that year, they had no business winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. Whether people, what happens if they call the holding call in the end zone and the game changes? You know, who knows? Because that's another meltdown in the fourth quarter.
What if Morris was Morris, right? The safety for Denver?
Raheem?
Yeah, Raheem Morris.
Raheem, the dream.
What if he takes a regular route to the ball?
Yeah. I mean,
instead of the world's worst route.
Who knows what happens, you know, regardless. But again, you don't take it away from them. They won.
You can't.
But the bottom line is, over the past 13 years, what have we seen? Just, okay, hey, you're good enough to get in the postseason, good enough to win a game. Oh, they lost a game. Hey, you've got the number one seed, and now you finally got a down Kansas City team, and then you blow that game. Well, you get the Bills, and you beat them by God knows how many during the regular season, and then you lose to them, and you find all these goofy ways to lose games. You've had the best team, granted, on paper the past 3 years, and I'm including this season, mm-hmm. and you got nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
I mean, except some hardware for Lamar. He should have some more, but that's beside the point.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Here we go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, is John Harbaugh a liability?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of problems here, and I think to put him in one person is a bit much. Because I'll give you that I don't like the fourth quarter meltdowns. I don't like some of the play calling. And for that, I'd say, yeah, if that was it, I go, yeah, it's the problem. But all the stuff that I've witnessed this season in particular, those aren't real coaching problems. There may be a lot of personnel, a lot of player problems, and I'm not blaming DaCosta because some of these guys were stars and really good in the past. I don't know what the hell's gone on, but they're just getting pushed around, and like they've been out physical by everybody. It's the same people. It's like we had this mass exodus of personnel. It's like I've never seen the Ravens get out, bullied like this. And you can't win that way. I'll give you Harbaugh's part of the problem because I don't like the play calling, and I know he doesn't call the plays. But then you have to manage your coordinators, and the defensive in particular. I don't like the way what I'm seeing on defense. They're playing very soft off the ball on guys and getting murdered on these short passes. We can just march down the field. The run defense is horrific. And then, you get a lead because you got a really high-powered offense. You got this high-octane Lamar offense. You're up in the fourth quarter, and this isn't just as easy. And then all of a sudden, you go into the prevent defense, which everybody in the world mocks as it prevents you from winning.
Yeah.
And you keep doing it. And that thing in Buffalo is going to stick with me forever, where you rush nobody. Nobody. You rush nobody. If you gave the worst quarterback in the league 7 seconds to throw the ball, he's going to find somebody. You give arguably the best quarterback in the league 7 seconds, he's going to murder you. Like, I don't get it. I just don't. And do these guys see what the Lions just did? Did they see what the Lions did to the Ravens this week? You got Lamar Jackson. He couldn't do anything because he couldn't breathe. Did you watch those Super Bowls that the Chiefs lost? The Bucks and the Eagles just all over Mahomes where he couldn't do anything. That's how you win.
He got sacked 7 times and dropped 30 points.
Yes. Mount Street is the Western District for the police department, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Mount Street has this recurring problem. It goes on and on and on. It starts off well, but at the same time, every week or every month, the same thing happens. You replace the boss over there. What do you call the boss at the district? District commander in Baltimore, okay. You replace the district commander. You probably did it during your time as the commissioner. You did it 3 times, but you have the same issues there. Who's liable?
If the district commander's replaced?
Yeah. You said the same issues in West Baltimore. Yet you keep replacing the district manager, but the commander, but nothing happens. John Harbaugh had a issue with playing prevent defense when he had Dean Pease. He had prevent issue. He had these problems with other defensive coordinators.
I get what you're saying. So that'd be the problem.
You would be the problem.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're going to start looking to you because you keep replacing the district, the commander.
I think you walked out of the room. You may have just walked out on a break. I was talking to Jeremy. I said, this is – when I was commander, I had to get rid of high-level people because I was loyal to. I liked a lot, but they were not getting things done.
When you got rid of them, did things change?
Yeah.
Okay. So if things didn't change, it'd be on you.
And I had to suffer for it because it was a big controversial thing. But I had to do it because I knew if it continued this way, I'd be the one out. One of them would probably get elevated to my job, and then they'd blame me for the problems that weren't my doing because I keep saying, what are we doing about this? The way I ran things was we had a problem. You mentioned a problem here anywhere. I don't care. Monroe, Faye, Allo, North and Asquith, you have a problem. What's going on here? If you don't have an answer, you're out. If you had a plan and you recognize that you had a plan, you were good for a while. because obviously you execute the plan, and most of all, I want to see results. And if that wasn't happening, then eventually you had to make changes.
Okay, so when things changed and got better, was proof that it wasn't you.
Yeah,
Jeremy, we've had these issues, these conversations here for over a decade. And not the same coordinators. Offensive coordinators getting too cute in the red zone. We've talked about this before. Replace the names of the coordinators, the conversation doesn't change.
Greg Roman loves throwing the football. Greg Roman loves running. I can hear it over and over again, over and over. But again, like, this isn't anyone saying that Harbaugh's a bad coach. I feel like whether you want to say the message has grown stale, whatever it's been, this has been going on. You have a certain point that you keep getting to and you don't get above it. If you're okay with that, then yeah, keep doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.